Hi, I'm Treasure State Dennis Milligan. Saving for your child's education is so important. We know that putting money aside for college or technical school is tough, but we're here to make it easier. Every drop in the bucket adds up over time. I encourage you to open an Arkansas 529 account for your children or grandchildren today.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement at arkansas529.org. arkansas529.org.
Or by OpenChart Concepts. Attention firefighters, members of the military, and airport workers. For decades, first responders and firefighters at military bases and airports used a chemical-based foam to fight fires. Studies have shown that chemicals used to make aqueous film-forming foam, or AFFF, are highly toxic to humans and have been associated with several types of cancer. If you or someone you know was exposed to AFFF and were diagnosed with any of these cancers, including kidney, bladder, prostate, pancreatic, lymphoma, leukemia, testicular, and neuroendocrine, then you should call us immediately because you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call us at 800-755-9067. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file the claim, so call us now, 800-755-9067. Operators are standing by 24/7, so don't wait. 800-755-9067. That's 800-755-9067. Again, 800-755-9067.
This is the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Bomber Stadium, 38-21. Our halftime score, Batesville with the lead. We'll talk stats and other recap that first half a little bit later. First, though, we're joined at halftime by Bomber Boys basketball coach Josh Fulcher. And, Josh, I know you guys are doing what you can at this point, and got a new directive from the AAA today. We'll talk about that in just a minute. First, though, let's talk about the offseason. It's been a crazy one, hasn't it?
It has, you know, and the name of the game is be able to adjust, and I feel like as a staff, that's one of our strengths, that we can just kind of adjust and roll with whatever comes out. And that's kind of what we've been doing since springtime, just adjusting and doing what we can. And that's been we're a little bit behind, but everybody's behind.
Right.
But I truly feel that we're catching up, and we're probably ahead of where further along than most schools are at this point. But our guys have been working really extremely hard. I really like this bunch. Graduated some fantastic young men last year, some guys that were just really tough, gritty defenders that played some big minutes for us. But we've got some guys to step up and fill them roles. I am concerned a little bit about just some depth. You know, that's always a concern every year for us, and maybe, you know, on the defensive side of the ball. But I really think offensively will be a big strength for us, and just enjoying every day with our guys. We got a great group of young men. We got a great team for Bomber Nation to come out and support, and expecting a really big year this year.
Let's talk about some of those players you got coming back. You got obviously some scoring coming back, and a couple of big names the folks around the state are going to know.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we were able to turn some heads last year with some of the wins that we were able to have, and did some really great things, and we're looking to build on top of that this year. We've got most of our scoring back, and kind of, you know, when you have those guys back, Wyatt, Gilbert, you know, he's coming back. He's an All-State, two-time All-Conference point guard. He's had a tremendous spring and summer. You've got Matt Jones, our power forward. He's again another one that's just in the gym, just getting better and better. A lot of buzz about him around the state. And then we're bringing back our five man, Dawson Tabor, and then we've got some role players that is going to fill in those other starting spots for us. But so everybody's really familiar with both Matt and Wyatt. You know, they've been out. They've got a lot of college interest. We've had two colleges up this week watching those guys, and it's been a really good summer and a really good fall. Hopefully that just translate to the great things that we're going to do this winter.
Well, we've got a new directive from the AAA today that's going to affect scheduling. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, we were lucky about 2 weeks ago. Coach Greg White over at Bentonville West kind of – he kind of let some coaches, kind of group of us coaches, were talking about, hey, this is the rumors. You know, it kind of makes sense what they're doing with volleyball. So let's have it. Let's start a like a COVID scheduling plan of what can we do if they don't allow tournaments. And everything's kind of rumors this, rumors that. But all you can do is plan and prepare. And we've been spending time just getting the schedule together. First, getting teams kind of on board of who's interested in doing this. And we've just been on the horn the last couple of days, just grabbing teams, getting teams, getting a game. And then today at 3 o'clock, we get an email from AAA saying, you know, they're not allowing tournaments, which, you know, that's a really big bummer for us, because the Arkansas Bell Bonds is obviously our big tournament we host here. And we've been lucky enough to be the two-time defending champs of that. We was looking for a third. Just going to have to hold off a year. But we've put together a really challenging non-conference schedule. I'm a firm believer of your non-conference, your tournaments, whatever it be, it needs to be really tough and to prepare you for the conference. And if we win, you know, two or three games out of 12, if it gets us better for our conference, that's really what matters. Yep. You know, I look at that as all preseason. So we're going to Bentonville. Of course, we're going to Fayetteville. We got Jonesboro twice. We're trying to get West Memphis. You know, we're calling, if they were some of the best in the state, we were calling them. We were trying to get Northside, North Little Rock. We're just trying to play the best we can, because, you know, if you, with the dreams that we have and the aspirations that we have, you know, we want to be one of the best in the state. And in order to prove that, you got to go, you know, like Ric Flair said, in order to be the man, you got to beat the man.
Exactly.
So, that's, yeah, I hear a woo back there. But, yeah, that's, you know, that's the plan. And that's not about protecting a record or any of that stuff. It's about preparing yourself to win a conference championship. And that's our goal. We've been talking about, all spring and all summer. That's what we want to go over there and do. And we want to get in the state tournament. And we want to go make some noise.
See, when I talked to Mitch a couple of weeks ago, he didn't think you'd lose a game this year. So
it sounds like a setup, Brad. You know, he was a former boys basketball coach here. That's definitely a setup. I like our bunch, and we've got it. We've got a shot, and there's really there's no hiding that. Russellville, they dominated the West over there last year, and we beat them, and that. We've got our hands full because Russellville's going to be better than they were last year. But and then there's some really good teams over there, and it's just going to be a whole different style. There's some fantastic coaching that's in that conference. So it's a different challenge for sure. But, hey, I'll go to battle with this group of guys any night.
As of right now, when's your season opener?
Our season opener will be the 13th or 14th. I don't know all the scheduling dates, but we open up with Jacksonville and the Jamboree, and then November 17th we're going to Fayetteville.
Okay.
So we got the Fayetteville Bulldogs in Fayetteville. They'll be looking to, get a little revenge on us from last year. Uh-huh. So we're not sneaking up on anybody, but we're not trying to. We want to go, hey, let's go toe-to-toe, and we'll go right at them, punch them in the mouth, and see how it comes out. We'll strike first.
It should be a lot of fun. Well, it'll be here pretty soon.
It Gosh. Will.
It's good to see you.
Brad, hey, I appreciate you allowing me on the show. You know, there's a long line at the door, and somehow I was able to make my way through. But, Brad, appreciate all you do, and appreciate everything KTLO does for all of our athletes and sports.
You betcha. Good to see you.
Thank you. Go Bombers.
Josh Fulcher, head coach of the Bomber basketball team. We are at halftime. It's 38-21, Batesville with the lead. Matt will check scores around the state for us. Coming up, you're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio knows it's Bomber football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Superliner sprayed-in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from Soligard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
What do you love about Arkansas State Parks?
I love it here because I can get an awesome workout.
I love it here because I get to relax.
because I get a break from technology.
I love the trails.
The bird watching.
I love it here because it's a fun place for my family.
The stress just melts away.
I can sleep under the stars.
I feel like I belong here.
I love it 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 here.
Whether you've loved Arkansas State Parks for years or if you've just discovered them, welcome. You belong here.
Let's get an update on scores from around the state with our studio report with Matt Sharp.
And we do welcome you back into the studio again as right now at halftime, Mountain Home is trailing a Batesville 38-21 in this non-conference finale for the Bombers as we continue along the Acumen Audio Halftime Show. Take a look what else is going on. First off in the 6A West, again, one final from last night. Lake Hamilton, who's ranked third in the Class 6A, defeated Hot Springs 38-28. Russellville. Right now is trailing Valonia 28-16 in the third quarter. Little Rock Parkview, who's ranked fourth in Class 6A, is up on Pine Bluff 21-6 at the break. Benton, who is ranked ninth in the state overall, second in Class 6A, is actually trailing Little Rock Catholic 21-14 in the third quarter. Greenwood, who's ranked fourth in the state overall, first in Class 6A, is leading Choctaw, Oklahoma, 16-6 in the third quarter. Asylum Springs and Van Buren are both idle this week. On the local level, Yellow Summit's game again at Cedar Ridge has been pushed back until tomorrow. Cedar Ridge has had some COVID-19 issues there, although they're about to have those corrected. Salem is playing at Corning this evening. I don't believe we've seen a score update on that game as of yet. No, we have not. Melbourne's game at England at home against England has been canceled for tonight. Mountain View playing at Quitman this evening. And I believe the Yellow Jackets are winning. Yes, in the third quarter, Yellow Jackets are up on the Bulldogs 26-7. Harrison is idle this week. Goblins ranked fifth in Class 5A. Right now, West Plains is up on Camdenton by a count of 28-0 in the fourth quarter. Also this evening, Hollister is trailing Forsyth 10-7 at halftime. Hollister is trailing Marshfield 10-7 at halftime, excuse me. Forsyth is losing to Fairgrove 28-0 at the break. Branson is up on Neosho 21-7 at halftime. And also at halftime, Ava is trailing Mountain View Liberty 18-0. In the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10 games that I haven't yet got to, Bryant, who's ranked number one in the state overall and in Class 7A, is leading Cedar Hill, Texas 28-19 at halftime. Bentonville, who is ranked second overall and in Class 7A, is up on Mill Valley, Kansas. They're trailing Mill Valley, Kansas, 28-21 in the third quarter. North Little Rock, who is ranked third in the state overall and in Class 7A, hosting West Memphis. Haven't seen a score on that one as of yet. Pulaski Academy, who's ranked number five in the state overall and number one in Class 5A, is leading Life Christian Virginia 14-8 at halftime. And four others are idle this week. They include Cabot and Conway, who are tied for sixth in the state overall. Conway is fourth in Class 7A. Cabot is fifth. Bentonville West ranked eighth. And Joe T. Robinson, who's 10th in the state overall, number one in Class 4A. They're also idle this week. Only a team I haven't mentioned yet in Class 6A top five is number five, Jonesboro. They're idle this week. We've already gone through all the Class 7A top five games. In Class 5A top five, number four, Texarkana is leading Warren at halftime 21-14. Second rank win and third rank Little Rock Christian are both idle this week. In the Class 4A top five, number four, Shiloh Christian, is trailing Sand Springs, Oklahoma, just barely. At the break, Sand Springs is up on the Saints 21-20. The game between Stuttgart and DeWitt was canceled. Stuttgart's tied with Pocahontas for the number five ranking. Pocahontas is idle this week, as are number two, Arkadelphia, and number three, Nashville. In the Class 3A top five, number one, Harding Academy, is is up on Camden Harmony Grove 38-0 in the fourth quarter. Third rank Newport is tied with Lone Oak at 13 at the break. Fourth rank Boonville is up on Mena 36-12 in the third quarter. The game between second rank Prescott and Hope was canceled, and fifth ranked Ryzen is idle this week. And in the Class 2A top five, number one Fordyce at home tonight against Monticello. The Red Bugs are up 17-6 at the break. Number two, Junction City is at Haynesville, Louisiana. Haven't seen the score on that one as of yet. Third-ranked Gurdon playing at Mineral Springs this evening. And haven't seen a score on that one either. Number four, Desark is at home tonight against Earl. And Desark is all over Earl at halftime, 43-6. And number five, Magnet Cove is up on Parker's Chapel, 18-12 at halftime. That's a look at what else is going on in the state and the area. We'll get you back to Brad and Sonny in just a moment. Our score at halftime, Mountain Home trailing Batesville 38-21. You're listening to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Do you know where your money goes when you give to charity? At the Salvation Army, 82 cents of every dollar stays to help those in need in our community. Hi, I'm Major John Robbins. The money we raise helps people in the surrounding five counties, including Baxter, Marion, Sharp, Izzard, and Fulton. You can help by donating your unwanted items and by shopping at the Salvation Army store. Those in need get assistance with rent, utilities, sending kids to camp, and many other things. When it comes to this charity, the Salvation Army always helps those in our community.
Another way to learn more about the Arkansas Delta Byways is to visit one of the Arkansas Welcome Centers in the Delta region, with locations in Blytheville, Corning, Helena, West Helena, Lake Village, and West Memphis. You can stop by and have one of the knowledgeable travel consultants help you with a customized tour of the Arkansas Delta Byways region. Check out the special Arkansas Delta exhibits at each of the locations. Visit deltabyways.com for more great ideas.
This ad paid with state and regional funds.
We continue with the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Halftime, 38-21, Batesville with the lead. Sonny, well, let's take a look at those stats real quick.
Yeah, they're the kind that make you ill right now, Brad. We're losing on the scoreboard, but we have 268 yards of total offense to Batesville's 230. Bryce McKay, 12 carries for 135 yards, 5 passing for 86 yards. Logan Walker, 3 catches for 66 yards. Gage Hirschberger, 14 rushes for 47 yards. Livingston doing the damage for Batesville, 7-15 passing for 127 yards.
But yet the Bombers are down by 17. We'll see if they can rebound in the second half. It's coming up next here on Classic Hits 101.7.
We're moments away from more football action. This has been the Acumen Audio Halftime Show. The second half kicks off next on Classic Hits 101.7.
You owe back taxes. There's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one. Don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for tax relief that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-359-6844. 800-359-6844. 800-359-6844.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.